Exodus chapter 25. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they take an offering for me. From every one whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my offering. This is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins, dyed red, sea cow hides, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacles, and the pattern of all its furniture. Even so you shall make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. Its length shall be 2.5 cubits, its width 1.5 cubits, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. You shall overlay it inside and outside. You shall make a gold molding around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in its 4 feet. 2 rings shall be on one side of it, and the 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. You shall put the covenant which I shall give you into the ark. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. You shall make 2 cherubim of hammered gold. You shall make them at the two ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim on its 2 ends of 1 piece with the mercy seat. The cherubim shall spread out their wings upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the covenant that I will give you. There I will meet with you, and I will tell you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark of the covenant, all that I command you for the children of Israel. You shall make a table of acacia wood. Its length shall be 2 cubits, and its width 1 cubit, and its height 1.5 cubits. You shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a gold molding around it. You shall make a rim of a hand around it. You shall make a golden molding on its rim around it. You shall make 4 rings of gold for it, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on its 4 feet. The rings shall be close to the rim, for places for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, its spoons, its ladles, and its bowls with which to pour out offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. You shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me always. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its flowers shall be of 1 piece with it. There shall be 6 branches going out of its side, 3 branches of the lampstand out of its one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of its other side. 3 cups made like almond blossoms, in 1 branch, a bud, and a flower, and 3 cups made like almond blossoms, in the other branch, a bud, and a flower. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. And in the lampstand, 4 cups made like almond blossoms, its buds, and its flowers, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. Their buds and their branches shall be of 1 piece with it, all of it 1 beaten work of pure gold. You shall make its lamps 7, and they shall light its lamp to give light to the space in front of it. Its snuffers and its snuff dishes shall be of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold, with all these accessories. See that you make them after their pattern, which has been shown to you on the mountain. Exodus chapter 26. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, with cherubim. You shall make them with the work of a skillful workman. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have one measure. 5 curtains shall be coupled together to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain from the edge in the coupling, and you shall do likewise on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second coupling. You shall make 50 loops in the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that is in the second coupling. The loops shall be opposite of one another. You shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains to one another with the clasps. The tabernacle shall be a unit. You shall make curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall have one measure. You shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and shall double over the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outermost in the coupling, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain which is outermost of the second coupling. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. The overhanging parts that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle, the cubit on the one side, and the cubit on the other side. Of that which remains in the length of curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on the side and on that side to cover it. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of sea cow hides above. You shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There shall be 2 tenons in each board, joined to one another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle. You shall make 20 boards for the tabernacle, for the south side southward. You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 rod, under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 boards, and there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the far side of the tabernacle, westward, you shall make 6 boards. You shall make 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle and the far side. They shall be double beneath, and in the same way they shall be whole to its top to one ring. Thus shall it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners. There shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under the other board. You shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the far side westward. The middle bar in the middle of the boards shall pass through from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for places for the bars. You shall overlay the bars with gold. You shall set up the tabernacle according to the way that is shown to you on the mountain. You shall make a veil of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen with cherubim, it shall be the work of a skillful workman. You shall hang it on four pillars of acacia overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, and four sockets of silver. You shall hang up the veil under the clasps, and shall bring the Ark of the Covenant in there within the veil. The veil shall separate the holy place from the most holy for you. You shall put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant in the most holy place. You shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. You shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer. You shall make for the screen five pillars of acacia and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold. You shall cast five sockets of bronze for them. Exodus chapter 27. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square. Its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its four corners. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make its pots to take away its ashes, and its shovels, its basins, its meat hooks, and its fire pans. You shall make all its vessels of bronze. You shall make a grating for it of network of bronze. On the tent you shall make the four bronze rings, its four corners. You shall put it under the ledge, under the altar, beneath, and the net may reach halfway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. Its poles shall be into the rings, and the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar when carrying it. You shall make it hollow with planks. They shall make it as it, what has been shown you on the mountain. You shall make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side, southward, there shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen, 100 cubits long for one side. Its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20, and of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. Likewise, for the length of the north side, there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and its pillars 20, and their sockets 20 of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the width of the court on the west side shall be hanging of 50 cubits. Their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The width of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits. Their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the other side shall be hanging of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the gate of the court shall be a screen of 20 cubits, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, their pillars 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court around shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver, and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, of fine twined linen, and their sockets of bronze. All the instruments of the tabernacle, and all its service, and all its pins, and all the pins of the court shall be of bronze. You shall command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually. In the tent of meeting outside the veil, which is before the covenant, Aaron and his sons shall keep it in the order from evening to morning before Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel.